Melinda Assassi is a lifelong Grand Rapids resident who currently is the executive director of The Source. It's a nonprofit employee support organization in Grand Rapids. She also serves on a number of committees and boards, including the Civil Service Board, the Civilian Appeals Board, and the Mayor's Racial Equity Initiative. Assassi says she doesn't want people to vote for her just because she is Latina, but she does want to make sure that everyone in Grand Rapids is represented and has an equal opportunity at accessing the prosperity currently taking place in the city's second ward.
I want to make sure that opportunity in the city reaches all of our residents. When my great-grandparents came to Grand Rapids, they were able to find that and build a middle-class life for themselves and subsequent generations. And I want to make sure our current generations and future generations have that opportunity.
Assassi looks to fill the seat currently held by City Commissioner Ruth Kelly, who is stepping down due to term limits. Kelly has publicly endorsed Assassi as her heir apparent. However, Assassi will first have to beat Wendy Falb and Michael Farage in next week's election. If she receives 50% of the vote, she wins outright. If not, a runoff will take place in November between the top two candidates. Meanwhile, the city of Grand Rapids is reminding voters it's not too late to register to vote. With Proposal 3 passing last November, voters in Michigan now have the opportunity to cast a no-reason absentee vote. And they can also register the day of the election, which for the city commissioner's race is August 6th. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.